Z1077 welcomes you to Up Close, a weekly public affairs program presented by Z1077 News. You're invited to call in with your questions and comments. Our call-in number is 366-8471. Now, your host for Up Close, Gary Danielle.
Well, thank you, mystery announcer, wherever you are. And welcome to the Z1077 Up Close Show on this beautiful Friday, June 2nd, 2023. The Z1077 Up Close Show is a special presentation of Z1077 News presented in the public interest. Our producer is Michelle Alley. I'm your host, Gary Danielle, and our number for you to call and participate is 760-366-8471. We're delighted to have in studio a very, very special guest, musician and activist, Steve Lester. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Gary.
It's been a long time since you've been here in the studio.
It's so great to be back here.
Yeah.
Probably 10 years.
Probably 10 years. Anyway, delighted to have you here. We're going to talk a little bit about you. Then we're going to have some fun. Steve has written, over the years, a lot of music that pertains directly to things that are happening in and around Joshua Tree. We're going to kind of take a little historical trip through that. First, tell us about yourself. Where were you born? What brought you out to Joshua Tree, and how long ago?
Well, I was...
Where are you from?
It's a long story.
Okay.
I was born in the Midwest and grew up there until late teenage years. And then I had become a musician and had a regionally well-known band when I got out of high school. And Sonny and Cher brought me out to this area, Los Angeles, actually, with a couple of songs they liked, and put me up, and then I met a girl. And long story short,
yeah, met a girl.
Long story short, here I am.
Okay, and when did you get to Joshua Tree?
Well, we came out. My wife Darlene and I came out. She was pregnant with our first son.
Was that the girl you met?
That's the girl.
Okay,
yeah. And. We came out in 1971, originally, and got a place. First, we lived up in the park at a friend's holding up in the park, and then gradually settled in Joshua Tree. And then I got the call to go back and work in a studio in the Midwest in the middle 70s, which I did. So I put in 6 or 7 years back there, which was very good training for me. And then came back to Joshua Tree in 1982.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
For a while, you were recording under the name of Eric Neal.
That's right.
And you actually had a fairly good following in Europe of some of your work out of Joshua Tree.
Right. Yeah. Eric Neal was a defense mechanism I developed in the Midwest. I had a pretty successful band back there. And you wouldn't have heard it out here, but was regionally very, very big. And I was starting to get a lot of crank calls and just those kind of things you get when you become a public figure. So I changed my name so people couldn't look me up in the internet. And Eric and Neil were my two favorite boys' names. So I stuck them together, and that was my name for, when I met you,
right.
It was.
Yeah.
And then another 10 or 15 years, and but being falling into obscurity in Joshua Tree, I didn't really need that pseudonym anymore.
And I got to bring up one of my favorite memories of you, Steve Lester, when you and I used to work at the Bull and Spear doing karaoke. I was the MC, and then Steve...
I was the engineer.
Was the engineer, and he had all the tracks and did all that stuff. And we had most of the time it was just he and I.
Right.
But we had a great time.
Oh, we did have a good time.
Yeah, we would sing to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, the shark babe has such teeth, dear.
And he keeps them pearly white. Yeah. Okay, back to today. And I could go down memory lane with you for hours and hours. But you've just put out an album called Our Children's World, 30 years of protest songs from Joshua Tree. So I think the very, very first one was there was a move afoot to merge the High Desert and Joshua Tree water districts. And the people of Joshua Tree went ballistic. They weren't going to have it.
Right.
So they were going to recall the water board. And I'm going to cue this up, and you can tell me a little bit about it, and then I'm going to play it for everybody.
Okay, well, I...
Got it.
I was watching that process and had several acquaintances on the water board, and I was not neutral about the situation, of course, like most of us.
This is why I say musician and activist.
But I did think it was interesting and sort of quaint that at the time, Waco was going down and, the early Trade Center bombing and all that. I thought it was cute that in Joshua Tree, rather than taking up arms,
we recall the water board. Let's play the song.
Get our angst out that way.
Here it is, and I think that was probably close to 30 years ago. I don't remember the exact date.
Yeah, well, you remember I called you to see if that was the first in the series.
Right, yeah. But let's hear it. Here is Recall the Water Board and some fun stuff from Joshua Tree's history. Now, one of my favorite things about that song, first of all, is its obvious sense of humor. I guess I should let the toilet go. Now, that was recorded in your garage on an 8-track machine.
8-track tape.
With your kids singing the background music.
And my son Eli playing the saxophone.
Hey, who's in high school at the time?
Yeah, he might have been a sophomore or something. You know?
Okay, and so recall the waterboard. It was that's how we handle stuff here in Joshua Tree. Then in 1992, we and the entire Morongo Basin experienced a 7.3 earthquake. And before you call and correct me, when it first happened, it was 7.5 on the Richter scale.
Right.
However, the scientific community at that time was switching over to something called the mean scale, which is a different scale of magnitude for earthquakes. So on the mean scale, which is the scientifically accepted scale, it's a 7.3. While it was a 7.5 on the Richter. So I just want to make sure we get that accurate. But that earthquake experience did two things. First of all, it showed us how independent we were, and it brought out the best in a lot of people.
I thought so, too. Exactly.
I mean, you know, we were kind of the hub here because we were the only thing with communication because we had generators. We were
right.
We were the only media with generators at the time. So, but
just about in the county, actually.
You but know. But it inspired you.
Yes, it did.
Okay, so
yes, it did.
So this next song, "Do the Shake," is inspired by the earthquake, and let's listen to it, shall we? Do the shake. Again, this, and you got your kids again doing background vocals.
That's right. So. That's right. It's the most exciting dance around.
Yeah, and that was because in literally the weeks after the earthquake, we were having aftershocks all the time.
Right.
We used to have, we had a big whiteboard here at the radio station. We'd write down all the aftershocks, and then we had a thing. Okay, when do you think we'll get a 5-0? Everybody put in a dollar. So
we. It was months of aftershakes.
Yeah.
I remember now. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, and we called it land surfing. I remember we'd be live on the air and we'd get an aftershock and right. We'd say, okay, everybody, hold on, we're land surfing.
Right. You started the song on the air.
Yeah.
And I took off a few weeks later to go to Oregon, which was our ritual in those days. And when I got to Oregon, it was on the air in Oregon. On the public radio stations and some, so you started kind of a wave of that, and everybody was interested in it, but it petered out. You know, like most things, it petered out. I didn't make enough money on the song to pay for the two tape recorders that fell off their shelf and got smashed.
All right, so you recouped your loss from the quake?
Just about.
By
just
doing the shake. Okay. If you're just joining us, we have Steve Lester, musician and activist from Joshua Tree, who's just put out a compilation, a CD, called 30 Years of Protest Songs from Joshua Tree. We're kind of getting kind of the fun ones. We don't have enough time to play them all, but we're going to get kind of the fun ones. And people who are interested in getting this, Bandcamp, you said?
We have our record company has a Bandcamp site. The record company is called New Moon Records. And you can go to that site, Bandcamp/New Moon Records, and these will be up. They're not up yet. The album is actually not quite released.
Okay, so
you have the breaking news on it.
Ah, everybody's hearing it first.
Always, okay. Always.
Right. Now, also back in the 90s, some genius somewhere came up with the idea of putting a mega trash dump out. Yeah. I thought it was in the Amboy area.
Right.
And they were where the train track is, and they were going to bring in all this tons of trash from L.A. by train.
Yeah, this was for the one down in the low desert at the mine.
At Eagle Mountain. Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a good story about that. We this was written about that, and at the time, Z1077 partnered up with Eric Burden. And
I did that big concert.
And I can't remember their name, the folks who lived down in Eagle Mountain who were jojoba farmers.
Sharpie, and Larry.
Yeah. And there was a local environmentalist, and we put together a concert in Palm Springs with Eric Burden, and he called them the New Animals because I'm sure his studio guys with him. Right. But he did a concert. We raised $50,000,
yeah.
Paid the lawyers to file the suit against that, and won the case.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's an environmental success story.
Yeah,
through community action.
But here's the song that Eric Neal wrote.
And the band was called the JT Shakers in those days.
That's right, yeah.
And we were in the concert with Eric.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yes,
Eric was a good pal. He was in this in and out of the studio all the time.
I have a poster for it right there. And there it does, yes, JT Shakers. JT Shakers and Eric Burden.
Yep.
So
yep.
Sharing the stage and raising enough money to stop this mega dump, which was going at the Eagle Mountain site. But here is the song. It is called The Raw Trash Cannonball. You want to give us a little intro about your influence on this?
Yeah. I was at a folk festival in Topanga, and a guy, an old-timer, sang the song Raw Trash Cannonball. It's based on the Merle Travis version of the traditional song Wabash Cannonball, of course, which is a big song. I was raised near the Wabash River, big song back there. And the song just captivated me. And then when this situation came up, I remembered it and remembered. So what I did was I took his rewriting of the original Wabash Cannonball. What was his name? I'll think about it. But I'm in contact with him. I just don't
cool.
talk to
okay,
him.
Okay, well, here it is, a protest song about a mega dump planned for Eagle Mountain.
A rewrite of a rewrite.
Yeah, okay.
Folks from L.A. County are getting mighty sore. Those garbage dumps are nearly full, and they don't want no more. Oh, where can we dump it? way through fading day on the Eagle Mountain Run, through Colton and through Redlands. Dear God, don't let her stall. The smell is odorific. She's a raw trash cannonball. Listen to the jingle, whistle, and the bell. If by then you're still sure, you can tell her by her smell. Ravens circle round her, soaring seagulls fall. Hold your nose when the whistle blows, she's the raw trash cannonball.
Yeehaw!
To Eagle Mountain, 40,000 tons a day. To the border of the national park where the garbage will decay. Who cares about the tortoise? The tourists or the calm, sing a glad refrain for the garbage train, the raw trash cannonball.
Also with the kids in the background singing the chorus. Yeah. That is great.
Yeah, they're non-union. I don't have to pay them. Yeah,
and their voices hadn't changed yet. So we still got those beautiful high voices. If you're just joining us, we're talking with musician and activist Steve Lester, a longtime Joshua Tree resident who has been writing and performing for years and years, but he's isolated his protest songs over 30 years into a brand new CD called Our Children's World. It's not available quite yet. This is the world debut
right here, the
world premiere of Our Children's World, 30 years of protest songs from Joshua Tree. But if you're interested in it, yeah, you can just go to New Moon Records or jteasymusic.com. Okay, and I'm sure this will soon be available.
Right.
Yeah.
And our
Target, Walmart, and retail.
Right. Our distributor will have it in about a week, give or take. We'll have it on all the online streaming services, too.
Okay, we're going to be back with more of the unique history of Joshua Tree through protest songs after we take a brief little moment. You are listening to the Z1077 Up Close Show, and we will be right back.
The new Smokin' Triple Stack at Firehouse Subs. Stacked with honey ham, smoked turkey, and slow-smoked brisket, it's one of their meatiest subs ever. To top it off, a portion of every purchase helps provide life-saving equipment to first responders across the country. So at Firehouse Subs, they don't just make subs, they make subs that are big, bold, and craveable. They make their subs differently because their subs make a difference. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Home Depot Center, Yucca Valley.
Has the dream of homeownership felt just out of reach for you? Make this the year that your dream comes true. This is Patty Brown, aka the Loan Lady or the Queen of Green. Don't be afraid to make the first step and pick up the phone. You've got questions? We've got answers. And no obligation. We also do home improvement loans in case you need cash for a honey-do list, property taxes, a basic remodel, or a whole house overhaul. Call me today at 365-7003. The Loan Lady. We want to be your real estate lender.
And we are back with the Z1077 Up Close Show. Our guest, Steve Lester, musician and activist. I had to put that in there. And we're talking about 30 years of protest songs in Joshua Tree. Now, the last song, Raw Trash Cannonball, of course, was protesting a mega dump coming to Eagle Mountain.
That's right.
Then along came the geniuses once again in L.A., which is still trying to get rid of their trash, and they still want to dump it in the desert.
Right.
And now this particular one was the one near Amboy.
Right.
The song we wrote this to.
That's right.
And they were going to literally make a pile of trash.
Literally.
On the dry lake bed there near Amboy.
Ludlow.
Amboy. Yeah. And once again, Steve Lester said, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, I was triggered on that. I was taking a couple of my kids to their karate class in 29 Palms, and the promoters of this particular dump had a booth there. They're passing out information, and they called themselves the Clean Water Coalition. The Clean Water Coalition.
The Clean Water Coalition was going to build a huge mega dump in Amboy.
1 mile square.
Yeah.
lined with a piece of vinyl.
Yeah.
And then trash piled up into a... Well, your voiceover explains it better than I could.
Okay. Well, the voiceover, I've got to get this ready. Okay. Is an actual news story that ran on this radio station that you picked up at. So here is another protesting of the LA folks trying to dump piles mile high and a mile wide of their trash in our desert. Here is JT Easy, Steve Lester, with the Pyramid of Trash.
A berm will be built around 385 acres and lined with plastic. Then an above-ground pyramid will be built of toxic waste mixed with silicates and cement.
A friend of mine saw a picture of the earth that was taken from the moon. There was only one physical thing that man had made that the camera could attune. Across the face of Asia was a wall constructed by the Chinese to remind us all that we ought to be building something we can leave, so the future will remember you and me. Won't you sound the call today across the nation? Listen to the bugles play, hear the cymbals crash. We can build a monument to make ourselves immortal. We're gonna build a pyramid of trash. Now the pyramids were built, we don't know how, in the desert near the Nile. And there's a desert piece of California land that's truly undefiled, yeah. Our landfills and our toxic sites are full, and these Mojave folks have no political pull. Send your trash and toxic waste by truck and rail. It's a plan to make us great that cannot fail. Today, across the nation, listen to the bugles play, hear the cymbals crash. We can build a monument to make ourselves immortal. We're gonna build a pyramid of trash.
This and other proposed projects would involve potentially astronomical cleanup costs for the county, and there's no guarantee that the proponents can be trusted to run the projects in the future when inevitable problems arise.
Someday when the race of man can live on the earth again, will they treat the beautiful planet of our birth like a mother and a friend? Yeah. Will they learn the sorry secret of our monument? Someday when the race of men can live on the earth again, won't you sound the call today across the nation? Listen.
to make ourselves immortal. We're gonna build a pyramid of trash.
Isn't it time to tell the producers of trash and toxic waste to keep them in their own backyard?
Dang, that brought back some memories.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and I said, yeah. And the of course, and the news cuts were me doing the news from 5,000 years ago. So, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, fun stuff. Fun right. stuff. So, your pyramid of trash. And if you're just joining us again, we have Steve Lester on radio, who's just put out a CD, Our Children's World, 30 Years of Protest Songs for Josh. Had a little fun. We just heard from Vivian Franco, called our producers to say she's enjoying the show. Thank you very much for doing the show. She's having a blast with it.
Oh, how cool.
This is a lot of fun. So with all these things that went on, and again, just like the earthquake, I've always been amazed by how it brings out the best in people. Then there was an issue a few years ago, not that long ago, where there was bobcats were being trapped, and there was basically a loophole in the fish and game regulations, which right. allowed the bobcats here in this area to be trapped.
Right. The pelts became worth $1,700 a piece in China.
And of course, with that kind of incentive,
it brings out the, you know what?
Yeah. So you wrote a protest song,
of course,
and it's called "Where the Bobcats Used to Roam," and here is JT Easy, Steve Lester, "Where the Bobcats Used to Roam."
There's so very many places where you cannot see the sky, and the beauty that once flourished is all gone. I can't understand why people have to ruin the thing we love, the only thing we have worth passing on. Every creature that is living, it must feel. And who are you to take it all away? Do you think you are the only reason for this world to turn? Well, I hope you come to understand someday. Well, you talk about tomorrow, but you live from day to day, and you act like nothing matters but yourself. And you talk about your Jesus while you desecrate his home in the desert where the bobcat used to roam. Used to roam. Used to roam. Fires below are burning, the smoke is in the air, while the big shots pull the strings for me and you. They sit in San Bernardino, playing poker with our world. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. So they light her lovely sky up, so the stars they will not see, and they sell the life she offers them for free. And they cover her with pavement, and they build a dollar store in the desert where the bobcat roams no more. Used to roam. To roam. And the folks who came to love her for the way she really was finally got too old and had to say goodbye. can feel them all around you. If you look into the sky, if your heart can follow where the ravens fly. I'd like to stop and visit, but I'm running out of time, and the fault is not entirely my own. And I know you think I'm crazy, spending too much time alone in the desert where the bobcat used to roam. Used to roam. Used to roam. Desert where the bobcat used to roam.
Now, as a result of an effort that was actually led by Tom O'Keefe of Joshua Tree,
right.
Eventually the state of California made a law banning the trapping of bobcats right. in the entire state.
And bobcats have recovered up in the park and in my neighborhood. They were actually extinct down this side of the highway, and they are now, we see a bobcat now and then.
Yeah, I had one in my backyard the other day. I took a picture of it, just doing its thing, waiting around for a nice bunny.
Right.
I'm not worried about them eating bunnies. Because
they're delicious.
As my friend David Smith, the former superintendent of Joshua Tree National Park, once told me, I called him when that rabbit virus hit, and people were finding dead rabbits everywhere, and he said, and I quote, "Don't worry, they'll make more." So anyway, as a result of that song, not as a result of the song, but that was part of the effort that brought it to the attention. Again, thanks to Tom O'Keefe of Joshua Tree, we had a lot to do with a new, brand new state law protecting the bobcat.
Right, so, that's great.
Yeah, fun stuff. We're going to take a quick little break, but I have to mention, this is a commercial for Sue's Health Food, which has been running on this radio station for just about since we went on the air in 1989. Yeah. Okay. And this is also Steve Lester and his family that do this jingle.
That's right.
Must be fun for you to hear this on the radio.
And I think Teresa McClintock sung on
this. Okay, Teresa McClintock.
I would, doing the music production, since I had a budget, I would bring in professional singers.
Okay.
And I think the rest, I think Darlene sang on it, and I might have sung on it.
Do you get a chuckle every time you hear it?
Oh, I always do, yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Okay, we'll be right back with more of the Z1077 Up Close Show with Steve Lester. Talk about 30 years of protest songs from Joshua Tree right after these messages.
Sue's Health Food, committed to your good health.
This is Cody Joseph from The Morning Show with Cody and Jeff. Sue's Health Foods is a regular stop for me. I can get staples there that I can't find at the grocery store. Everything from booch to nooch, as Jeff likes to say. Cashews in bulk, miso paste, local honey, and sweet treats for my kids. They really like the fruit chews from the bulk bins. The bulk bins are probably our favorite part of the store, and the employees are always so friendly and helpful. We couldn't make half the recipes we love without the ingredients we get from Sue's. My family has been shopping there for years, and the quality and care we have gotten has always been top-notch. I love going there, and I love supporting a local business that has given so much to our community for so many years.
Sue's Health Food.
I'm Darren Otten. I'm the superintendent president at Copper Mountain College. All of us at CMC want to congratulate our graduates as you go on to pursue your educational and career goals. We're proud of you and the investment you have made in your future. We also want to congratulate all of the area's high school seniors that are graduating this year, and we invite you to continue your educational journey with us at Copper Mountain College. We have transfer programs to the CSU, UC, and other universities, alongside occupational degrees and certificates. These are all affordable options with a wonderful college campus experience waiting for you right here in Joshua Tree. Fall semester enrollment is now open, so visit our Getting Started page for prospective students at cmccd.edu to put your future on a bright and affordable path. We're here for your student success at Copper Mountain College.
You've heard Think Global, Eat Local. Well, you can't get any more local than with the bounty of fresh fruits and vegetables you'll find every Saturday at the Joshua Tree Certified Farmers Market. Feel a sense of community when you spend your Saturday in Joshua Tree. There are many artisanal products, too. While you're there, stop at JT Health Foods, your informed mind, healthy body connection. They even carry a large selection of organic wines and microbrews and food for your pet. JT Health Foods, open every day for your well-being. Joshua Tree's the place to be.
And we are back with the Z1077 Up Close Show. Have a fun time going back through the years. The history of Joshua Tree through protest songs. A brand new CD called Our Children's World by Steve Lester. And again, available soon. It's being released literally right now. We are the world debut of this compilation. But you can find out more at New Moon Records or jteasymusic.com. So, yeah. and again, fun hearing your family on the.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, we have a caller. Let's go right to the phones. And David, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Your show presentation is bringing back a lot of memories.
And this is David Fick, and you're a big part of a lot of these things we're talking about.
Every one of them.
I was
going to give chronological order to this.
Okay.
Because what it was Pyramid of Trash was for the Broad Whale, which was the 150,000 ton north of Ludlow, and that was Broad Whale toxic waste dump.
Right.
And that was the first one, Pyramid of Trash. Then came Big Money Man in 95 to 99, and that was the Bolo Rail Cycle out near Amboy, and that was 400 million tons.
And we're going to play that song then, next.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then came Eagle Mountain, was a 10-year battle stateside, and then when we did the Rockin' for Joshua Tree, which was going to federal court, that started in 99, and then we eventually won after the appeals was denied by the MRC people, in 2014. And then on the broadcast thing, I was the first one called by Tom O'Keefe to say, what should we do?
Yeah.
And that became history. And, okay, now I get a little nervous. Recall the water board.
Recall
the water board. Yeah. Recall the water board was written in 90 because that Joshua Basin Water District wanted to join up with High Desert Water District, and we said no. So, but other than that, it's a beautiful show. Thank you. We're going down memory lane, 30 years.
All right,
oh, and by the way,
David,
I first got to know Steve Lester with a press release by your mother, Claire Smith, in 1990 when I was going to be a chief judge on international competition for screen printing. Then he took photos of me.
All right, David. Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for getting our calendar straight.
And you are credited.
You're welcome.
You are credited in the album credits for keeping me abreast of the environmental issues in the desert.
Here's what it says on the album credit. Thanks to David Fick, who keeps me informed about desert environmental issues. So you're on there too, David.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, carry on.
All right, thanks for calling. Right. Now, he mentioned the Bolo trash dump, and we mentioned in two of these huge things about these big guys. Matter of fact, you say
big shots
yes. pulled the strings, and that inspired you to do a song called, let me find, oh yeah, Big Money Man.
Right.
So here is a JT Easy, or Steve Lester, with Big Money Man, and this was inspired by a lot of those events, and some specifically.
Something once and throw it away, but you can't. shoveling it for you, but you can't put it here. Big money man, but if you listen closely, I'll tell you where you can. The best politicians money can buy are making a deal with a man. Take it out to the desert on the big train. Nobody lives there anyway, but you can't put it here. Big money man, if you listen closely, I'll tell you where you can. It would be so much better for the rest of the world if we learned to live simply and naturally. And you can't put it here, big money man, but if you listen closely, I'll tell you where you can. Now you've ruined all the land that was so good to you. Don't put your dirty hands on mine. Take your trash and your train, your pollution and your pain. You can put it in the place where the sun don't shine. You can't put it here, I hope you understand. And if you listen closely, I told you where you can. You can't put it here, big money man, I hope you listen closely.
Told you where you can.
Can't put it here.
Was it hidden in the song?
I wanted it to be there.
If you listen closely, I'll tell you where you can. You can't put it here. Big money man.
Indulgent on ending.
But if you listen closely,
now, it's interesting, Steve, we've had three protest songs all inspired by efforts to bring trash to the desert.
Right.
Yeah.
They go down there, they look, and they go, well, look at all that space.
Yeah. I'm going to read off the cuts of this, and then we're going to have to run out of time. We did Recall the Waterboard, Do the Shake, Raw Trash, Cannonball. This is what's on the CD. 16 Words, Big Money Man, Boom Boom Truck, Stuff, Pyramid of Trash, Lizards from Space. I got a list of that. Where the Bobcats Roam No More, we heard. Wealthy White Men, The Developer's Blues, Tax Breaks for the Wealthy, Who Do You Think You Are, in Our Children's World. So,
yeah.
So let's end up this. And again, we no way we could play all the music on this.
But can I add one little thing quickly?
Yep, very quickly.
It is, having been a kid and able to go to Chicago and get my records right on the air, immediately walking out of the studio, I really missed the record business, the radio business, where you could do that. And you have provided that locally for these songs and other things. I really appreciate the station and your
thanks.
Work.
All right, well, let's end this with a song that sort of puts it all together for us.
I believe that the only hope for the planet of our birth is to come to understand the purpose we were meant to serve. Set aside our mass illusion, see reality. How much wealth, how much comfort do you think we really need? It's our children's world, make no mistake. They have to live with what we create. We don't own it, we're only borrowing. Our children's world, our children's world. Thank you.
those that sell their birthright for a shiny pot of gold. When the final curtain closes, will you see your life in shame? Will the world be better for us than it was before you came? It's our children's world. Make no mistake, they have to live with what we create. But we don't own it, only borrowing our children's world. Our children's world. That's the hard part, to see it from afar, to know yourself for exactly what you are. Look around you in awe of what you see, and be grateful, grateful. You can say that someone told you there's a better world ahead, and it doesn't matter to you what the voice inside you said. Did you think that it was only about you all along? And does it give you reason to destroy your only home? It's a children's world. Make no mistake, they have to live with what we create. We don't own it, we're only borrowing our children. Children's world. Make no mistake, they have to live with what we create. We don't own it, we're only borrowing our children's world. Our children's world. It's our children's world.
And that's going to do it for the Up Close Show. I'll be back next week with more. Until then, thanks for listening. Drive carefully, and God bless.